It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. You know all that Netflix kerfuffling that's been going on? About the company's decision to raise rates and split itself in two? Well, Dish Network, which now owns Blockbuster, is taking the opportunity to pounce. Today, they're launching their own video streaming service. Paul Torre teaches at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale.
What it will mean for you depends upon whether or not you're a Dish customer. If you are, then there will be something new. If you're not a Dish customer at this time, there may not be any difference in your service, because at this point, Dish is going to be offering some kind of streaming service to their existing Dish customers. So if you're a DirecTV, you're out of luck. If you have a cable subscription, you're out of luck.
I mean, is this the marker of something new? Is this important?
It is, in the sense that it provides competition to Netflix at a time when they're particularly vulnerable. I mean, the reason for that is, as you may have heard, they just raised their rates,
which made customers mad. Max Dawson is a professor at Northwestern University. He says the Dish streaming service is only the beginning. Facebook announced yesterday it's going to get further into the streaming game. And
instead of only really dealing with Netflix, the studios are going to be able to entertain offers from Dish, such as Apple, and services that still haven't launched yet. What we're going to end up seeing probably is more fragmentation, so that you're going to end up with one television network's content here, another's there, some big recent blockbuster movies over at Netflix, others at Vudu, the Walmart service. Ultimately, it's going to boil down to, for us, that we're going to need to subscribe to multiple services if we're going to want to receive the sort of coverage that we're used to from the Netflix of the past.
With all this competition, who ends up winning, Hollywood or me, the TV watcher?
Ultimately, I think that most of us are losers in this situation, unfortunately. The studios know there is a demand. They know what they can charge the distributors, and they know what kind of prices the end user, the consumer, will be willing to shoulder. And in that case, we're probably going to see prices increase across the board, and that hike to $16.95 that Netflix just did, I think in the long run, that's going to seem pretty modest, considering the sort of expenditures that we're going to have to lay out if we're going to want to access the content that we enjoy on our own terms.
Northwestern University's Max Dawson thinks, in the long run, easy-to-use cable service may wind up the big winner. There's a new website called Emotional Bag Check, where you post a problem and a stranger sends back a song that might help out. Robin Overstreet created it.
So far, I've been seeing like a lot of kind of desperation and real, in some cases, depression, which really surprised me. I mean, I approached the project in a pretty lighthearted way, and I'm glad people feel comfortable really opening up, but I was surprised by the sort of the intensity of the comments.
The most common problem, boyfriends. And the most recommended song, Keep Your Head Up by Andy Grammer. Find a link to Emotional Bag Check at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Adrienne Hill. This is Marketplace Tech Report. But you gotta keep your head
up. Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.